And now to politics and tonight's Republican presidential debate in Las Vegas. It's the last one of 2015. Nine candidates will be on the main stage for the main event tonight, with four lower polling candidates in an earlier, quote, undercard debate. Joining us to preview and tell us what to expect is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
So a new Washington Post ABC News poll puts Trump's national support at an all-time high with 38% of registered Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. His comments on banning Muslim immigrants seem to only boost his campaign. He's in a pretty strong place heading into tonight, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a good solid quarter to a third of the Republican primary voter who's been behind him. Any attacks that are posed to his supporters about what he's said that could be controversial has only served to bolster him and embolden him. You know, this is the first debate since the Paris attacks and the San Bernardino shootings for the Republicans. And no doubt that that's going to be right in the center of the focus of the conversation. And before ISIS, you could start to see some of the helium seem to come out of the Trump balloon. He didn't seem as into it, but it's only served to help him and get him back on message.
So terrorism has reemerged as a top concern among Republican primary voters. So we can expect a big focus on foreign policy and the U.S. response to global terrorism tonight, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, terrorism has been national security since the rise of ISIS and those beheading videos started coming out almost a year ago, has been the top issue for Republican voters, you know, for almost a year. But when you see the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll out this week, when they combined first and second choice of the top two things you're concerned about, even as compared to a year ago, more people now overall are concerned about terrorism and national security than they were about the economy, say, 8 months ago.
Well, Trump's biggest competition now seems to be from Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who leads Trump in Iowa anyway. Cruz has been pretty careful not to spar with Trump in public, but a recording leaked recently of Cruz questioning Trump's judgment. Trump responded on Sunday to CNN's Jake Tapper.
I have good judgment. I have great judgment. I would say I have far better judgment than Ted. And I think I have a really great temperament. It's a strong temperament. But, you know, when they chop heads off of Christians in the Middle East and other people also, having a strong temperament is good.
What do you think we can expect from these two tonight?
Well, the thing with Donald Trump is he likes to say that he doesn't attack first. He waits for someone to attack him. And then you can tell, though, he's kind of itching to go after Ted Cruz. He's totally unpredictable, Donald Trump, so you can't necessarily say whether or not he's going to go after Cruz tonight. But it's interesting that both of them are hitting each other on their temperament. Trump had said that he doesn't think Cruz has the right temperament because he doesn't get along with people. Cruz, in that leaked audio to donors, said that Trump, you know, can you really trust him to have his finger on the button. So it's going to be interesting to see how the two of them go after each other. I'm also watching how Marco Rubio factors in because he should do pretty well, especially in Nevada, and whether or not he might go after Ted Cruz on Cruz's more libertarian view in support of getting rid of the metadata collection program within the NSA.
Also worth watching, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's campaign is showing some signs of life, at least in New Hampshire, according to polls, and Jeb Bush continues to struggle. Is there a lot of pressure on those two guys tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Jeb Bush, again, needs a breakout moment. He needs to show that he belongs in that top tier. It's really amazing to think that we thought, you know, 9-10 months ago, he'd cleared the field and was the, you know, presumptive front runner. These things really do change on a dime very, very quickly. Chris Christie has some momentum. He's back on the main primetime debate stage for the in a while. He has the Union Leader endorsement, the largest paper in New Hampshire. And he's got very tough talk on foreign policy. And he hopes that this is in his wheelhouse, and maybe he'll even go after Cruz on his metadata collection, you know, stance.
Domenico, CNN is hosting this debate. Moderators have taken some heat this campaign season, and candidates have attacked the media early and often. Will CNN, do you think, become part of the story tonight?
Well, you know, the CNN debate was actually the one that the Republicans were worried about after that previous debate where they had that secret meeting to figure out what kind of rules they would have and what kinds of questions and the kind of timing. So it's going to be interesting to see how CNN deals with that. It's not an easy thing to do because attacking the media is an easy crutch for Republicans, especially those who have their back up against the wall, might be trailing, and can easily say that's a gotcha question or that's something that, is not, an issue people really care about. I always like to think that moderators in these debates need to pose questions that are almost non-arguable for bringing up. If you don't do that, then you open yourself up for criticism.
Keep them fact-based. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Thanks, Domenico.
Thank you so much.